Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Growing up, I always heard this passage in reference to marriage, used in reference to marriage, do not be unequally yoked. And it applied not simply to unbelievers, but also to non-LCMS Lutherans as well. Do not marry somebody with whom you do not share a confession of faith. Today, it seems perhaps a bit severe to many. Do not marry anyone who's not of your denomination. There's so many reasons why you don't need to follow that advice, right? What if there are no Lutherans or no Lutherans that you find attractive? Don't most Christians believe the same thing anyways? Plus, look at what St. Paul said just before this passage. He says, in return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. You are supposed to be welcoming to everyone, friendly with everyone. Open your hearts. Is St. Paul giving us contradictory advice in this passage? On the surface, of course, he's not talking about marriage. Rather, he's asking the Corinthians to recognize his preaching and his teaching that it is not his own, but that it comes from the Lord himself. You see, super apostles, as he later calls them in this epistle, had wormed their way into the Corinthian congregation, and they were questioning Paul's teaching. Questioning Paul's credentials as a true Hebrew, as an apostle of Christ Jesus. That is to say, the Corinthians had opened themselves up to these super apostles' teaching and their false gospel. And so St. Paul urges them, widen your hearts to the gospel, to the preaching of God's word, to be open to receive what Paul has said and preached to them. Now, being open to the gospel, to God's words proclaimed here, also means at the same time being closed to all other gospels. This isn't a contradiction. Being open to God means being closed to other gods. For what partnership has light with darkness? There is no partnership. There is no fellowship between light and darkness. Light scatters the darkness. Light sends darkness fleeing. There is no halfway mark between the two. What accord has Christ with Belial, St. Paul asks. Belial or Beliar is another name for Satan. It's also given of the Antichrist. Do Jesus and Satan have a memorandum of understanding? Do they have a common ground on which they agree? Of course not. There's no agreement between Christ and Satan. Jesus didn't come to find common ground with Satan, but to bind him and cast him utterly into the depths of hell, to undo everything that he has done. Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? Let me ask, do you share a portion in the inheritance that's coming to your friend or your neighbor? Of course not. You don't have a portion in that family. Neither do you share an inheritance or a portion with the unbeliever. What agreement, St. Paul continues, has the temple of God with idols? And it's here that we get to the heart of the matter. For the temple of God is no place for an idol. Being unequally yoked, whether in marriage or whether it is the church being tempted to compromise on the faith, is ultimately and at heart a matter of the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. Our God does not allow half measures. There's no 80-20 principle. It's a zero-sum game. Either you're 100% in his court or you're not. There's no mostly right or even mostly alive or even mostly dead. Either you're in or out, either alive or dead. Either you're his or you're Satan's. And you, dear people of God, are not your own. You were bought at a price, and the price was his own blood shed on the cross for you. The price was his life spent for you. And your gift is that he now lives with you and makes his dwelling among you. The passage that we read today continues. It says, "For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." Dear people of God, he has made his dwelling among you. He took on flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, became a man, and in this incarnation he has walked among you. And he has made you his people. He has made you sons and daughters, heirs of eternal life. What a profound and fulfilling, we might even say filling, gift this is. Once again, St. Paul encourages the Corinthians to open up their hearts, but not so that he can fill it with some earthly treasure or fill it with some sort of good advice or career advice for life, but that they might in fact be filled up with Christ. You see, Christ and Belial have no accord because a heart filled with Christ has no place for Satan. The temple of God has no place for idols because it is filled with Christ himself. Dear children of God, your heart has no place for idols, for you are filled with him. Touch no unclean thing, therefore, for your Father has made you his sons and daughters, heirs of heaven, and that eternal portion is yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.